All right, parents and loved ones and fans of piano music all over, get ready to text us with your bravos, if you care to, at 412-200-5975. You'll also get a chance to hear the voices of each of our pianists. Each of them will be doing one or two numbers, and I think you'll enjoy what you're going to be hearing. We're glad you happened to tune in. It's our Youth Expression Showcase Hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And today we have the Center for Young Musicians joining us, and there are seven pianists, and they are all... I think, is anybody older? I haven't looked carefully, but is anybody older than 10? Right? So everybody is under 10. And we're going to begin with Kush, who is 9 years old. He's in fourth grade at Winchester Thurston. And did I pronounce his name right? Am I right? Okay. And he is going to play a song of Beethoven's, and then we'll talk with him thereafter. This is Kush. Is there more from Kush? Come on over. Maybe sit. Who's next? Who's going to be playing next? I have your list here, but coming up next is going to be Abby. So we're going to talk with Kush. And yeah, that microphone is just fine. And Gio, see if that mic probably needs to get a little closer to the piano, just a 3 or 4 inches down there. It sounded fine when Kush was playing, but it'll work if that's down a little bit. So tell me about yourself. How old are you now?
I'm turning 10 in August.
Turning 10, and school is done fairly soon, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for the summer?
I'm going to a camp in Virginia, and I might want to do a tournament in tennis.
Cool. What kind of camp are you going to?
It's, I forget, but it's, my mom said it's a really good camp, and I'm going to be with my cousins for a week, too.
Well, that sounds like it should be a lot of fun. Now, do you play tennis already? You must. How's your serve?
I'm okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
When I was your age, that was one of the harder things. You don't strike out, do you? When you, like, lift the ball, you don't miss the ball.
No. Sometimes, like, 1%.
Yeah, I used to do that, but I eventually got pretty good. You're part of the robotics team too,
yeah.
From what I understand, and Lego League. Was there a competition that you were part of for robotics?
For 2 years, we just were in a competition about like 2 months ago, and we didn't get enough to get first and second and third.
What did you have to do?
Had to do these challenges. So like last year was called Senior Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That your robot, you had to program it to do all these challenges. And this year was called Nature's Fury because all these natural disasters are creating problems for the world.
And robots will solve them as programmed by people like you. Do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
My mom.
Terrific. And you played Sonatina in G major, I believe, right? By Beethoven. And Abby is going to play next. And Abby's selection is French children's song. And we'll get to know Abby after she plays. That was beautifully done. And come on over, Abby, while Jane gets ready to play her selection. And Abby, you can sit here, and we'll just pivot that orange microphone over to you if we can, as you have a seat. How long have you been playing, Abby?
Since I was in first grade.
And now you're how old?
8 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Twickley Academy.
And you're in second grade now. So you've only had a year at this, and you sound good.
Mm-hmm.
You sound great. Can you tell me about the song you played? It's called French Children's Song.
Uh-huh.
And have you been working on that for a long time?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds good. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yes, my mom.
Excellent. And what advice would you have for people that are learning how to play the piano who maybe have never done it before?
It's a little bit hard, but you sort of need to keep working for it. You have to keep working, and you can't give up on it.
Is it frustrating at first?
Sometimes, yes.
I would think so. I mean, I took some piano lessons when I was young. I always had trouble with my left hand. I don't know if you're right-handed or left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Which are you?
I'm right-handed.
Did you have trouble with your left hand?
No.
At all? Oh, good for you. I had trouble with my left hand. I also had trouble sometimes feeling like my hands were too small for the keys. I couldn't stretch them out as much.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to say or anybody else you would like to say hello to?
I would like to say hello to my dad.
Excellent. And I also want to encourage you, if you care to text a comment, if you're listening, 412-200-5975. You can also use SLB at slbradio.org. Up next, we have Jane Miner, who earlier was on the air with us to say Happy Mother's Day to her mom. She's 9 in third grade at Swickley Academy, and she is ready to play for you now. Here she is. Thank you. That was very nicely done. And coming up next, you're going to hear from Clara. And Clara, you can get ready to take to the keys as we talk to Jane. Jane's already experienced at this. She's already talked in our microphones. Just make sure you're in front of that there. And what was the piece you just played?
Echo Says.
It sounded terrific. And I understand you also like to run and act. Tell me a little bit about your running. Are you running long distances or?
Well, in my school, we have a half-mile run, and that's always fun. I came in fifth place this year. Then I'm also going to do this running thing where it's like, you run, and then at the end they throw colors at you. So I forget what it's called, but...
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I think I've heard it's a charitable run with colors, and I know about it, and I can't think of who it benefits. But that's great. And you also like acting. Have you been in some plays?
Yeah. For Christmas last year, I did this song about I was an alien with my friends. We were bratty teenage aliens, and we crash landed on Earth. And the seniors, they were scientists, and they were trying to like study us. But then Santa got mad at them and things, so they had to let us go. So, and then I've done a play just Wednesday for school. Everybody did it, and it was where you had a state and you would do a poem about that state.
Oh,
and
that
was California.
That's a good state to be. Did you like being California or a bratty teenager better?
I like being the bratty teenager.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to be the case. Do you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
My sister, Sydney, and my mom.
Excellent. And if you want to pass along a note, by the way, 412-200-5975 is how to text us, 412-200-5975, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org. I think you're going to recognize the songs you are about to hear. Clara is our youngest pianist today. She goes to Alpha School in Allison Park, and she likes ice skating, dancing, and reading. She's in first grade. She's 7. Here she is. That was Clara, and come on over, Clara, and we'll talk with you. And then Lakshmi, who we also talked to earlier, is going to get ready to play for us. And thank you, Clara, for bringing that over. First of all, do you know anybody whose name is Damien? Do you know any Damians?
My uncle?
Yes, he's listening, and he just texted us to write that your uncle Damien is listening. He is in Shiprock, New Mexico, and he actually wrote good luck before you played, but I didn't want to shout that over as you were playing. So how long have you played piano now?
3 years.
And yet you're seven, so you started very, very early. Do you remember the early days of playing, what it was like when you were very young?
Just a little bit.
And was it hard?
Not really.
You seem like a natural at doing it. Now, you also like to dance and read. What have you been reading lately?
Mysteries and chapter books.
And do you like any, if you had to recommend a book to somebody that you read not too long ago, what do you think you'd recommend? It doesn't have to be, I mean, the only one, but is there one that you think was pretty good?
Encyclopedia Brown.
What are those? Is that a series? And what are those about?
It's about a boy who solves mysteries, and he helps, and his father is the chief of police in his town, and he helps his father solve mysteries.
So do you get to solve them along with him?
That's
fun when you get a book like that. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My grandparents.
Excellent. Anybody else?
My uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Damien's there too. And there's a few more messages came in, and let me make sure. Oh, great job, Clara. We're proud of you, Papa and Baba. They wrote to you just as you were acknowledging them. So we thank them. Now, does anybody have an Uncle Anish and Aunt Jackie in Washington, D.C.? Anish and Aunt Jackie? That's your, okay. Well, they say hello to you. Do you want to say hi back? Do you want to say hi back?
Yeah.
There you are. So they're waiting. And is it Priya? Tell me. So you'll be playing soon. But they're already tuned in and getting ready to listen to you. And let me be sure I haven't missed any other messages. Doesn't look like I have. I can tell you that coming up next is Lakshmi. And Lakshmi, a couple messages came in for you. One is unsigned. It just says, waiting to hear you play. I have a feeling that might be Nanny Heather, who wrote in today to say, do you know who that is? She actually called us a little while ago. Lakshmi is 9. She's in third grade at Swickley Academy. She's also involved in gymnastics, tennis, taekwondo, and Indian classical dance. And here she is to play for you. That was Lakshmi, and while she's making her way over, Priya can get ready to play. And I can also tell Clara that Damien wrote back to say, good job, pint. I assume you know what that means. Not half pint, but pint. There's a call coming in now, and we'll be sure to answer that if anybody wants to pass along a message that way. And you can also text us at 412-200-5975. So, Lakshmi, how long have you been playing piano now?
For 3 years.
Tell me again.
For 3 years.
3 years. And it's you're also in the Indian classical dance. Do you dance with a dance company or?
Well, it's I go to an Indian temple and there is a room where different classes dance, and I'm with the beginner class, and this coming October I'm going to do a performance.
Well, that's great. Where is it? It will be at the temple. The performance, do you know, or?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's terrific. Do you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anyone?
My mom, my dad, and my nanny, Miss Heather, and my aunt and my grandma.
Well, excellent. Now, you'll be able to hear this call. Please don't put on the headphones, but you should be able to hear it coming out of the headphones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Heather Liberty.
Oh, there's Heather.
Hi, Lakshmi.
Hi.
Hi, I just heard you play. You sounded wonderful.
Thanks.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you called, Heather. And there's a big smile on her face right now as a result of your call. Thank you for checking in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's Lakshmi. Boy, she must really like you a lot. She texted us. She called. Now, Priya is 8. She's in 3rd grade at Marshall Elementary in Wexford. And she also plays violin. And she, I believe, was here playing violin. Oh, okay. I thought you had played here. Sorry about that. It's Annie has played violin here, but you do play violin, Priya. And as I'm saying, she's 8 in 3rd grade. She's also active in Girl Scouts, and here she is to play for you. That was very nice. And Annie, you stay here because we're going to talk to you before you play just a little differently. But Priya, that song was called Goodbye to Winter. And also there was a Suzuki piece in there as well, I believe. So it must be fun to play two different instruments, even though you can't play two at the same time, I don't think. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
To my mom and dad and uncles and grandparents.
Well, that's very nice. Now, you also, in addition to playing piano, are in the Girl Scouts. What do you like to do in Girl Scouts?
Well, just last week we went outside and we had a meeting out there, and I like to do a lot of crafts and stuff, so when we come in, we usually get to do an activity and a craft, so we like those a lot.
Well, that's terrific. And let's see, you heard about Anish, Uncle Anish and Aunt Jackie. Is it Anish or Anish? Anish? I got the, or Anish probably. Uncle Anish and Aunt Jackie said hello, listening in Washington, D.C., and thought you did such a great job, and so do I. Let's bring Annie into the picture here. Annie, you can just scoot in. We'll get you close to a microphone. There you go. That's good. And Annie, tell me how old you are.
I'm 10.
And you also play violin, and you've played violin here before. You're at Edgeworth Elementary School, and you're also taking voice lessons. You're very musical. Have you thought about a career in music or a life in music?
Not really.
Well, it sounds like you just love music, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few people that have passed along some greetings that I want to be sure I share. First of all, somebody named Rad is hoping that you'll do a good job. Do you know who that is? He also goes by John. Might be your dad?
Yeah, it's my dad.
great, you do a great job. And also, Arushi said great job. Who knows, Arushi? Okay, excellent. That was Kush's sister, did you say? Yeah, excellent. And here's a message. This one is unsigned, but it says, Jane and Lakshmi, thanks for playing so well today. You are my best friends. It's unsigned, so I can't tell you who it is. And Rachel, Felipe, and Zoe send a shout out to Lakshmi. And now pint has been promoted to 3/4 pint. You're now 3/4 pint, according according to Damien. Yeah. So Annie, what are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play Sonatina and Video and G.
Okay, and we'll let you go over and get ready to go. And while Annie is doing that, I want to thank each of you for playing. And I want to let you know, if you're tuning in for the Fairchild Challenge winners, they will be coming up shortly. And then also this morning, our music is going to continue in our next hour when we welcome Greg Trooper, a nationally touring and award-winning singer-songwriter who came to Pittsburgh last night and was kind enough to stay for another day. Annie's ready to go. Here she is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. And we have congratulations to all of you now. We do have a few more messages that we're going to share. Let's hear who's on the phone right now. Hi, who is this? Hello?
This is Gargi calling from India.
Oh, my goodness, calling from India. Now, please leave your headphones off because I'll hurt your ears otherwise. You should be able to hear the call. Can you hear? You're calling from India?
That's correct.
Well, that's great. And who are you calling for?
I'm calling for Lakshmi. I'm her aunt.
And could you hear her across the way? Lakshmi, do you want to say hi back?
Hi, Gargi Parama.
Oh, say that again.
Hi, Gargi Parama.
Hi, Lakshmi. It was wonderful listening to you and listening to all the other kids as well. It was great.
Great. Well, I hope you all can hear her, and what a great job you did. What is the weather like where you are right now? Is it
hot, hot, hot?
It's getting that way too. Well, thank you. Now, here's Pranav and Sawickley. Lakshmi has a big fan club here. Who's that?
That's my brother.
That's your brother. And he also wrote saying, why didn't you mention me? Why didn't you say hi to me? Who is Lena? Lena is, is that Anish? Is Lena, is she with you? And Lena wrote to say how good a job you did, Dee Dee. And Jane, we love you, Sydney, Oma, Pap Pap, and Mom. So you all did a great job. And lots of great comments from everybody. I hope we'll have you back soon. Ma'am, thanks for calling from India. Anything else you wanted to say?
I just want to say this is such a wonderful show and such a great opportunity for all the kids. And I think the teacher has done a fantastic job. Thank you so much for letting me call in. And big hi to all and love you, Lakshmi.
She's saying I love you back, and thank you for calling. In just a few moments, we'll have Fairchild Challenge winners. The paparazzi is here. There's one photographer for each child here now. It's now 19 minutes before 11 o'clock, Mother's Day weekend at the Saturday Life Brigade.